This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. United States Senator Chuck Grassley is sticking with his prediction of another one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill as Congress runs short on time in 2024. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Wyffels Hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wyffels famous. At Wyffels Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wyffels Hybrids.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley says that a new five-year farm bill being completed after the elections and during a lame duck session of Congress is unlikely.
I haven't heard of any movement during the month of October, and that movement would be just among staff or the chairs of the two agriculture committees. I haven't heard anything moving. We have 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. We have 3 weeks before Christmas, and the way Schumer runs the United States Senate, that's only 2.5 days a week, so I don't see how you get it done.
Grassley once again reiterated his prediction that another one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill is the most likely outcome.
I don't hear much about agriculture. I do expect a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill.
He says that even in a hypothetical situation where Republicans take control of the White House, the House, and the Senate in January, partisan disagreement will still be the biggest roadblock.
If we end up with a trifecta of Republicans controlling, then I would expect it'll be easier to get a farm bill, but we'll still have a terrible fight with Democrats giving up any money on food stamps. They don't agree with us Republicans that say that the actions that Vilsack took during the pandemic to increase over the next 10 years an average of about $24 billion a year more on food stamps, that shouldn't snap back to pre-panic levels.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.